Take your Bible, if you will, and turn to Luke chapter number 7. Luke chapter number 7. Luke chapter 7. And then I want you to find verse number 36. Luke chapter 7, verse number 36. If you will, I'd like for you to stand with me. Luke chapter 7, verse number 36. Luke chapter 7, starting with verse 36, the Bible says this, "And one of the Pharisees desired him that he would eat with them. And he went into the Pharisee's house and sat down to meat. And behold, a woman in the city, which was a sinner, when she knew that Jesus sat at meat in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster box of ointment and stood at his feet behind him, weeping, and began to wash his feet with tears, and wiped them with the hairs of her head, and kissed his feet, and anointed them with the ointment. Now when the Pharisees, which had bidden him, saw it, he spake within himself, saying, This man, if he were a prophet, would have known who and what manner of woman this is that toucheth him, for she is a sinner." I want you to notice here, this woman ends up at the feet of Jesus Christ, and she's washing his feet with her hair. And the sermon tonight is called this, Fall at His Feet. Fall at His Feet. And let's pray. Father, bless us tonight with thy presence. Lord, help everyone to be still. Help everyone to concentrate on what's said. Thank you for the peaceful services that we've had today. Now, Father, tonight I pray that thy Holy Spirit would move in and do something precious and powerful tonight in this service, please. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. If you notice in the passage of Scripture that we just read, this lady, we find her, and Jesus is there, and she is standing first at him. And the next thing you know, she's weeping, and she obviously has knelt down, and she begins to wash his feet, and she's using her hair. So she is now at the feet of Jesus, kneeling. I noticed that in the Bible, the Bible tells us about the hands of Jesus Christ. In John chapter 10, verse 27, 28, and 29, we find that the saved people are placed in the hand of Jesus Christ. And it actually says, "And no man is able to pluck them out of my hand." That's a picture of the security of the believer. Then, in Luke chapter 15, verse number 5, the Bible teaches us that the saved, when they get backslidden, if they ever wander away from God, God will actually place them on his shoulders and then carry them back to safety. So, we see the hands of God, or the hands of Jesus, if you will. We see the shoulders of Jesus. In John chapter 12, verse number 23, it tells us how that John the Beloved leaned on the bosom of Jesus Christ. And now we see the chest of Jesus Christ. We see his hands, we see his shoulders, we see his chest. In John 3:16, the Bible says, "For God so loved the world." What's that? Now we see the heart of God. We see he has a heart. We see his chest. We see his hands. We see his shoulders. In Psalm chapter 8, verse number 4, it says this. It says, "What is man that thou art mindful of him?" You know what that means? God thinks about us. He has a mind that is for us. He has a heart that is for us. They leaned upon his chest. He carried us or them on his shoulder. His hands keep us safe. But tonight, I want to concentrate for a few minutes on the fact that the Bible talks about his feet. In Luke chapter 7, verse number 38, we see a woman at his feet. She begins standing at his feet. But in just a few moments, she has to be kneeling because now she's anointing his feet. And she is washing his feet with her hair. Did you know that in Revelation chapter 1, verse number 17, John is on the Isle of Patmos? And the Bible says that when John saw God, it uses these words, he fell at his feet. I want you all to understand something. That's where all Christians need to end up. Falling at the feet of Jesus Christ. I love that song, "All hail the power of Jesus' name. Let angels prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all." Let me tell you something. The angels in heaven know that we are to fall at the feet of Jesus Christ. I would like to recommend something. We've had a wonderful day. We've had a powerful day. We've had a supernatural, miracle type of a day here at our church. But folks, I think He ought to be exalted, and I think we ought to fall at His feet tonight. I think we should fall at the feet of Jesus Christ. I don't think that we are to look, I think He is to look down on us, and we are to look up to Him. And so I think at His feet is a place of humility. See, at His feet, there are no high looks. At His feet, there are no proud thoughts. At His feet, there's no self-esteem. At His feet, there is no self-exaltation. When you fall at His feet, that doesn't include having a haughty spirit. Falling at His feet, that there's no conceit in that. Falling at His feet, that's no place of self-praise. When you fall at His feet, it's not a place of arrogance. When you fall at His feet, there's not high-mindedness involved in that. When you fall at His feet, there's no self-made men that fall at His feet. Hey, when you fall at His feet, there's no real beauty about the human race at His feet. Hey, when you fall at His feet, there's not a cocky person that God created exalting oneself. But falling at His feet exalts Jesus. There's no self-ambition when you fall at His feet. And I got to thinking, when I seen this lady, she started standing. She began to weep when she realized in whose presence she was. And the next thing you know, she has fallen down at the feet of Jesus Christ. I want to recommend to everybody in the house tonight, you better take time to fall at His feet. Five times in the book of Luke, people fell at the feet of Jesus Christ. First of all, a lost sinner should fall at His feet. In Luke 7:37, that's where we just read, it says, "And behold, a woman in the city which was a sinner." This lady, which was a sinner, she came into the presence of Jesus Christ. Of course, we know that she bathes His feet with her hair. She broke an alabaster box of ointment and anointed His feet. She kissed His feet. She washed His feet. Let me tell you something. You know how a sinner gets saved? They humble themselves and they fall at the feet of the Savior. You don't get saved at a confessional booth. You get saved when you fall at the feet of the Savior. You don't get saved in a baptistry. You get saved when you fall at the feet of the Savior. You don't get saved through church membership. Thank God we had 13 people join our church today. But you don't get saved through church membership. Where does salvation come from? It comes when you humble yourself and you fall at the feet of the Savior. Hey, salvation doesn't come with good deeds. I thank God for good deeds. You say, where does salvation come from? It comes when you fall at the feet of the Savior. And when you realize that He is everything and that we are nothing, and we realize we have to have a Savior, that's where salvation comes from. And in Luke chapter 7, we see a lost sinner falls at His feet. The result is salvation. Hey, you're not saved by kissing His feet. You're saved by falling at His feet. Listen, if you're here tonight and you're not saved, I have something I'd recommend to you. Fall at the feet of Jesus. Realize you're a sinner. Realize He's a Savior. And ask Him to save you. Fall at His feet. I believe this. I watched today as our soul winners were dealing with people. It was very humbling. The people were very sincere. I think I watched 110 people get saved today, and I think we watched humility. And when we presented the gospel and told them they were sinners, I watched. They agreed. They understood the need of a Savior. Fall at His feet, unsaved person, and let Him save you. But not only that. If you're a new Christian, I want to recommend to you that you fall at His feet. Hey, newly saved person, fall at the feet of Jesus Christ. In Luke chapter 8, verse number 35, there's the story of a man by the name of the maniac of Gadara. The Bible says in Luke 8:35, it says, sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in His right mind. Let me tell you the story very quickly. This man named, they call the maniac of Gadara. He was a wild man. He was lost. the devil had messed up his life, and he was deep, deep, deep in sin. The people in his city were scared to death of him. He lived in a cemetery. He was dirty. He was vile. He was nasty. He was wicked. But the Bible says one day he meets Jesus Christ. And when he meets Jesus Christ, Jesus saves him. And after he got saved, the Bible says the next thing you know, he is at the feet of Jesus Christ. Here's a newly saved person. And remember, you get saved by falling at his feet in humility. Let him be the Savior and you be the sinner. But wait a minute. This guy, he just got saved. He's born again. And the Bible says the next thing you know, he's at the feet of Jesus. Hey, new Christian, keep yourself at the feet of Jesus. Make sure that you understand the way up in the Christian life is down. New convert, you can't make it on your own. You say, well, what do I need? You need Jesus. You need Jesus. Hey, listen, you got saved at Jesus' feet, and that's where you're going to grow in the Lord. Hey, don't get saved at the feet of Jesus, then stand up and run off. No, stay at the feet of Jesus. See, it's at the feet of Jesus where he can clean up your life. If you want your life cleaned up, new Christian, if you want your life cleaned up, it's at the feet of Jesus. I say, fall at his feet. If you'll fall at his feet, he can take care of your filthy talking. If you can fall at his feet, he'll take care of your dirty mind. If you will fall at his feet, he'll take care of your immoral ways. If you'll fall at his feet, he'll help you with your bad habits. If you'll fall at his feet, new Christian, he'll help you get rid of all that smut and all that pornography in your life. If you will fall at his feet, he'll help get that rock and roll out of your life. He'll straighten up your finances. He'll salvage your kids. He'll fix your marriage. He'll remove the bitterness. He'll take care of your temper. He'll remove the lies. He'll take the gossip out. He'll remove the stinginess. He'll get rid of the disloyalty. He'll get rid of the filth and the nastiness of this life. You say, where do you get that, preacher? The same place you got your salvation. You fell at his feet to get saved. Now fall at his feet, new Christian, and let him grow you. Let him help you. Let him build you. Hey, don't miss church. Stay in church. You say, why? Church is at the feet of Jesus Christ. Too many people fall at his feet for salvation, then get up and run off and turn their backs on him. No, stay at his feet. Fall at his feet for salvation. Then, new Christian, fall at his feet for growth and strength in your Christian life. But not only that, there's a third time in the book of Luke where we see people at the feet of Jesus. Those who need miracles in their lives. You say, Pastor, I feel like I need God to do a miracle about something in my life. Let me tell you where to get it. Get it at the feet of Jesus. Get it at the feet of Jesus. Luke chapter 8, verse 41. There's a man by the name of Jairus. Jairus has a daughter, and she was 12 years of age. And she died. And the Bible says this in Luke 8:41. Jairus, and he was a ruler of the synagogue, and he fell down at Jesus' feet. The story is this. This man had a daughter, and that daughter was 12 years of age, and that daughter had died. But Jairus wanted Jesus to bring his daughter back to life. You know, Jairus didn't walk up to Jesus and meet him eyeball to eyeball and say, Jesus, I know you're the Son of God. Will you heal my daughter? Jairus wasn't sitting down in an easy boy recliner when he talked to Jesus. Let me tell you what Jairus did. Jairus said, I love my daughter. I want what's best for my daughter. My daughter is past, and I know that man right there. That is the Son of God. That is the predicted Messiah. That is God come into flesh. That's Jesus, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And I'm going over there. And when he got over there, he fell on his face. He looked up and he said, Jesus, help me. Jesus said, I can help you. And when he needed a miracle, he got it at the feet of Jesus. You need a miracle tonight? Fall at his feet. I'm talking to somebody. You need something and you say, Pastor, if it's not by way of a miraculous intervention of God, something that is so needful in my life, it'll never happen. You won't get it standing up. You won't get it sitting down, Christian. Fall at the feet of Jesus Christ. He's still on his throne. He still works miracles. He still can fix what's broken.
fall at his feet. If you need a miracle, if you need a miraculous miracle financially, fall at his feet. If you need a miracle medically, fall at his feet. If you need a miracle in regard to the rearing of your children, fall at his feet, Mom. Fall at his feet, Dad. You say, I need a miracle in my relationship. Fall at his feet. You say, I need a miracle in my marriage. Fall at his feet. Listen, the PTL club is not going to get you your miracle. You fall at his feet. Your drugs won't get you your miracle. Fall at his feet. The booze won't get you your miracle. Fall at his feet. Self-pity won't get you your miracle. Fall at his feet. Your scheming won't get your miracle. Fall at his feet. Maybe you need a miracle, maybe even in regard to your relationship with God. Maybe there's some sin in your life and you say, preacher, I mean, I'm trying and it's not working like I want it to. Let me tell you, if you want to overcome a sin in your life and you feel like it's going to take a miracle for you to get past it, fall at his feet, Christian. Fall at his feet if you need a miracle. If you're here tonight and you're not saved, say, what do you recommend, Pastor? Fall at the feet of the Savior and get born again. If you're a new Christian, let me recommend that you fall at his feet and let him grow you and just fall in humility and follow his guidance. If you need a miracle tonight, fall at his feet three times. All three cases, we find them at the feet of Jesus Christ. Might I say this? If you're a mature Christian, earlier I talked about the new converts. If you're a mature Christian, maybe you've been saved a while. Hey, mature Christian, you still need to fall at his feet. In Luke chapter 10, verse number 39, there's a story of Mary of Bethany. And it says this, and she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet. Here's somebody again at the feet of Jesus Christ. Here's the story. Martha was busy, cumbered about with much serving. She was in the kitchen, and I don't know what she was making. Probably banana nut bread or cheesecake or some peach cobbler or some peanut butter pie, some fried chicken or I love okra if it's been breaded and deep fried. Nobody eats it the other slimy way. That's not even food. That's leftovers. Mashed potatoes and gravy. Martha was a cooking, and she was cooking up a storm. Well, Mary was sitting at the feet of Jesus, and Martha said, Mary! Yeah, come on, get in here. You're just sitting there. She was sitting at the feet of Jesus. And she said, get in here and help me. And you know what Jesus said? Jesus said, leave her alone. Leave her alone. She needs to be at my feet. She needs to be at my feet. You say, Pastor, do we ever outgrow the need to be at the feet of Jesus? Oh no. You get saved at the feet of Jesus. As a young Christian, you grow at the feet of Jesus. When you need a supernatural intervention from God in a miracle, you get that at the feet of Jesus. Hey, once you've been saved for 30 or 40 or 50 years and you've been at it a long time, you know where you need to spend your time? At the feet of Jesus. And if you're a mature Christian, like Mary and Martha in this story, you need to be at the feet of Jesus. At the feet of Jesus is where Christians need to be. Folks, let me tell you something. Don't get so busy serving Jesus that you don't take time to talk with Jesus. Hey, don't get so busy talking about him, Christian, that you don't talk to him, Christian. Slow down and fall at his feet. And I'll recommend to the leaders of our church, we've had a supernatural day. I want to give you a little advice. If you beg God to give you something, and God moves in and he gives you something, he deserves some time with you after you've received what God did for you to go back and to love him and to thank him and to praise him and to glorify him for what he gave. And hey, he deserves it. But secondly, someday you're going to want something from him again. Now, if you go to God and ask him to give you something, then he gives it, but you never thank him for it, he may remember that the next time you decide you want something from him. I say to every mature Christian in this house, fall at his feet. Bus captain, fall at his feet as you watch that bus route grow. Sunday school teacher, fall at his feet. And let me tell you something. Bus captain, you fall at his feet, he'll help you to grow that route. Sunday school teacher, you fall at his feet, he'll help you to grow that class. Choir member, special music participant, you're not supposed to just get up here and entertain us with your vocal cords. You know what we need? We need people to sing in this church that have been at the feet of Jesus Christ. You fall at his feet, you stand up in humility, and you sing for him, but fall at his feet. See, at his feet, that's where the power's at. At his feet, there's no loneliness. At his feet, you find perfect acceptance. At his feet, you'll learn. At his feet, you're going to grow your patience. At his feet, you'll find comfort. At his feet, you're going to find answered prayer. At his feet, you're going to get the understanding you need for life. At his feet, he's going to grow your kindness. And you're going to see the humility and the blessing and the provision and the strength and the love and the peace and the help that you need. At his feet, you'll get wisdom and productivity and loyalty. Hey, staying at his feet will change your life. What you say, Pastor, I have a monumental decision to make in my life. How do I make it? I can't tell you exactly how to make it tonight, but I can tell you where to make it. You say, where do I make it? At the feet of Jesus Christ. You go to the feet of Christ in humility and you throw yourself before him. You say, oh God, you're everything and I'm nothing. Help me. Boy, you'll get God's attention that way. In the book of Luke, 5 times we see people at his feet. A lost sinner falls at his feet. A new Christian falls at his feet. One needful of a miracle fall at his feet. A mature Christian falls at his feet. Then, I want to recommend that you fall at his feet if you're a truly thankful person. If you're a thankful person. In Luke chapter 17, verse number 16, it says this, and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. You say, what is that? Jesus had entered a small village. There were 10 lepers there that met him. They were begging for healing, and he healed them. One of them turned back and glorified God. By the way, that leper fell at the feet of Jesus in thanksgiving and in praise. Look, Christian, be thankful. Fall at his feet and be thankful. If you're saved tonight, fall at his feet and thank God for your salvation. If you're healthy tonight, fall at his feet and thank him for the health that you have. Listen, if you're an American tonight, you ought to fall at his feet and thank God you live in the greatest country on this world today. Hey, if you have eyes and you can see, fall at his feet and thank him that you can see. If you can hear me tonight, fall at his feet and thank God for your hearing. If you can walk today, fall at his feet and thank him that you can walk. If you can read, if you have a job, fall at his feet and thank him for it. I think this, and this might be a little bit biased. If you're a member of the Twin Rivers Baptist Church, you ought to fall at his feet and thank God you're a member of an old-fashioned revivalistic type of a church where God's hand is still moving and God's still doing miracles. Fall at his feet. No matter how bad everything is going, folks, you better thank him. You say, why? It could be worse. It could be worse. You say, oh, Pastor, I don't think it could be. Don't say that out loud. You don't want it to be proven that it can be worse. Thank God. Folks, if you're not in hell today, fall at his feet and thank God for your salvation. Did you know something? This is, I think it'd be wise for you to get used to falling at his feet. You say, why? Well, according to the Bible in Philippians chapter 2, let me see if I can find it here real quick. In Philippians chapter 2, the Bible says this. Wherefore, God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus Christ, every knee should bow of things in heaven, things in earth, and things under the earth. Let me explain. You're going to fall at his feet. whether you like it or not someday. As Christians, we ought to like it. As Christians, we ought to fall at His feet willingly. But you know, the lost that won't fall at His feet, they will. They will bow to Him. When we get to heaven, you say, well, I'm not much to bowing before God. You better get used to it, because when we get to heaven, it's going to be a normal thing. We will fall at His feet. Again, I think with the amazing day that we've had, the thought that 610 people heard the gospel and were a part of our church service this morning. 110 people getting saved. You know what the danger is? That we might want to take credit. But you know what we ought to do? Fall at His feet. For He is the one that deserves the praise and the honor and the glory. Let's bow our heads. Let's close our eyes. Christian, sermon simple, easy to remember. My recommendation to everybody here tonight is that you fall at the feet of Jesus Christ. In a moment, I'm going to have the pianist begin to play. If you need the altar, I'll invite you to it. Let's all stand to our feet with our heads bowed and our eyes closed. Rachel, if you'll begin to play, fall at His feet. Christian, young Christian, fall at His feet. Seasoned, mature Christian, fall at His feet. Say, I need a miracle. Fall at His feet. Fall at His feet. God doesn't need to know how much you know. God needs to know how much you think He knows. God doesn't need to know how much power you have. God needs to know that you know He has all power Himself. Fall at His feet. If you're not saved, fall at His feet. Trust Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. To those of you, you've seen people saved. You've seen some miraculous things this weekend as God moved upon our church. Oh, get to Him and thank Him. Fall at His feet. Glorify Him for the work that He used you to do. For if it were not for Him, no work would have been accomplished. We were merely a tool in the Master's hand. Fall at His feet. Fall at His feet for salvation. Fall at His feet. New Christian, the maniac of Gadara, fall at His feet if you need a miracle. Fall at His feet, mature Christian. Fall at His feet and be thankful for so many things that our great God has made available to us. Fall at His feet. Thank you, Rachel. Everybody look up for just a second. You know, God chooses to do what God feels needs to be done. And He's to be trusted. But I'll tell you, I think God would do more for the human race if the human race would put God back on the throne where He's supposed to be. We're not to be pulling God down to our level. God's to be exalted. And we are to be abased. The way up in the Christian life is down. You say, I want to move up and get on your knees. And you fall humbly before your God. And if God wants to lift you up, let Him do it. You keep you down. Your biggest danger is not everybody else. It's you. You pride goeth before destruction. Hey, if we want God to keep using us, let's just keep falling at His feet.